Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Abdul Rahman Al-Harabi has visited the White House a whole bunch of times, sometimes for many, 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 many hours. You know, he's the Saudi Arabian that it turned out was on the watch list and is connected to the royal family, who was visited by the First Lady and who is obviously being protected and that they're moving to deport. But last week, in fact, guys, I forgot to tell you before the show, you queue up Drudge Report, where Big Sis says Drudge Report not credible, and they're asked about this last Thursday, and she says the Drudge Report is not credible. No, that is not going on. And then, of course, Senator Cruz goes, did you read the whole 300-plus page bill that came out a few hours ago? I did read it. Yes. He's like, oh, you did, and we've been very busy. It's just a total liar, and they are acting so suspicious. And I got to be honest with you. If they're arrogant enough to have a Saudi who's got a bunch of his family on the Saudi terror watch list, there's only 85 people on that list, and six of them are his family, and then the First Lady visits him on all this, I'm like, is it really? Really? It's that obvious? You know, because Glenn Beck's been all over this. We were on it day one, but just said, okay, he's a person of interest. We don't know. He should be looked at. He should be looked at. And they fished another Saudi out of the Boston River there, so... this is very suspicious what's going on. But still, I got to hand it to Glenn Beck. I mean, just got to do it. Of course, Drudge Report last Wednesday, linked to our report about the Saudi that was first, and then Beck did a piggyback on it and did get more intel than we had. In fact, he was the first to say he's visiting the White House and stuff. I was like, really? And now it's confirmed. We're going over that today. I mean, this is beyond a spy thriller. And it gets worse. Janet Reno lookalike, Big Sis lookalike. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. Mr. Maddow. No. Pat from Saturday Night Live. Okay, that's wrong to do that. Rachel Maddow. Ms. Maddow. Ms. Maddow. Ms. Teleprompter. Went on a 14-minute tirade against myself and the Drudgenator and others. And says it's a conspiracy that First Lady visited this guy when it's on record she did. And you got the Saudi ambassador or the foreign minister, even more powerful, running around that night in emergency meetings with Obumbum, with the POTUS. By the way, I saw on YouTube people commenting going, it's POTUS, not POTUS. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's not POTUS. I mean, I got to make a joke here. When the media... 2 days ago, and they're still doing it worldwide, saying Alex Jones influenced the bombers, who, by the way, the one living who had his larynx cut out, his vocal cords chopped on, and he climbs out of the boat and come on over here, buddy, you know, get the scalpel ready. Maybe they should use a chainsaw on him like Buzzsaw from The Running Man. But this is all falling apart like nothing I've ever seen. And she gets up there and just says that it's all a conspiracy theory. And then uses a clip out of context where I talk about a secret space program and thousands of dead astronauts. To be technical, I've talked to three different NASA guys. One of them agreed to come on air, who was in Air Force intelligence in Vietnam, then was on the front line of the Houston program, ran the cameras on the moon, and then he choked up on air and wouldn't say it all. I guess that national security conditioning, I've been over to his house, I've seen it all, you know, the big presidential awards. He's got like that highest award you can get. That's one of the guys. Two other guys confirmed it. I've also talked, I guess, four guys. One of them, two are on record, Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program. And the point is, when I said thousands, I've talked to people that were in programs that they where they knew hundreds had died. Like 98% of the space program is secret. They tell you 90% is. It's like 98. What you see is for show. I mean, hundreds of test pilots died. And what I've been told is they compartmentalize, know of dozens per program, and there's hundreds of programs.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, you'll remember a few weeks ago, Mark Dice did a man on the street, and every person he talked to, but two women, agreed that all guns should be confiscated and gun owners should be arrested in California. They signed a petition to do that. We had our crew out in California to interview Professor Griff of Public Enemy when he was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and some other people for an upcoming film. I'll just tell you, Obama Deception 2. And we said, why not just go see Mark Dice and go back out and ask some of our questions on top of it? So we said, should we turn California over to Nazi Germany? People signed a petition for that, to go under Nazi rule and to get rid of the police force and confiscate the guns. We basically followed MSNBC script of, it's for the earth, for the children, and the people did sign. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. And we're going to premiere that. It has not aired on the nightly news. It has not aired. We're going to premiere that today here. You have to understand, this is the majority of Californians. We did not go to a mental institution. We did not go to a place with people that have had brain injuries. God bless their soul. This was real people that could talk being told, we're going to put gun owners in camps, we're going to inject children with mercury, we're going to turn America over to Nazis, and they signed petitions to do it. Now, that is the, and by the way, we're going to go even more outrageous here in Austin. We've had people sign, everyone in Austin signed to ban water for the earth. and we're going to go out and say, execute children for the earth. We're going to say, put children in microwaves for the earth. And because if you do it in an NPR voice and say, I'm a liberal, let's murder children, they will sign, I'm predicting. Next week we're doing that. And they will sign. We're going to go to the University of Texas to murder the children of America. And you think I'm joking? You don't understand how evil these people are. This is a cult of sickos. If they hear something evil, they're for it. I mean, remember what Bill Maher said a few months ago. He said, I want more death, more abortion, more killing, more shootings. But he wants your guns for the children of Sandy Hook. See, in a rare moment of, see, you think I'm joking. This is not satire. The attorney general owns abortion clinics in America that do a partial birth abortion where they're shoving babies into toilets to drown. These people are, I mean, look at the Nazis, look at the Soviets, look at the Romans, look at the Aztecs. When you let scum get control, giant black pyramids get built and human sacrifice starts. People ask, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Pyramids and human sacrifice. I don't know why, that's what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. That is history. That is what goes on. And yes, it sounds crazy to people that haven't read history books. But if you know reality, if you know history, you know what happens when we become subservient. Good people have to band together and say no to bullies and corrupt, or the very worst of the corrupt will get in control and turn the world into a playground. You know, you think of being able to go to Tahiti for 2 weeks and skin dive and lay on the beach, drinking rum and Cokes. Or you think of being able to go around and see horse races all over the world, you know, whatever you're into. Or you think of being able to go and see the most beautiful art of the Louvre. Or you think the most wonderful thing in the world would be to go mountain climbing whenever you want. You're a normal person. You like to garden. You like to go to church. You like to help people. You like to visit your family. But see, you don't like to be in power. So you're not in power. People that want power are in power. And they always finally go, what else can I do? Everybody does whatever I say. Give me your firstborn kids. You know, you read the Bible, which has been documented to be very historical, one of the best history books out there, because they dug up the Roman histories, the Greek histories, the Babylonian histories, the Egyptian histories, and the stuff the Bible says was in there, wow, keeps getting confirmed. And every culture would demand, by the way, bring your kids by. We're gonna burn them on an altar next week. All firstborn. I mean, every culture does this. Every culture. And see, I'm here. They can play clips of me saying this on the national news like they do and go, look at this crazy person. But anybody who has history or anthropology or sociology knows this is true. So see, I know where big government leads. And this video we're going to premiere in the third hour after Gerald Celente joins us in the second hour is extremely powerful. And you have to understand, we're going to show you the few people that didn't want to turn their guns in. We're showing you what we went out and got. We're showing you everything. If a few people didn't respond and walked off, we're not showing them. In Austin, every person signed a petition. One said no, and walked off. But every other person signed a petition to ban water for the earth. It's for the earth, ban water. Yes, ban water. And that's nothing. We're going to go out and say, yeah, Journal of Bioethics said kill children up to age 3 for the earth. Yeah, we're going to start post-birth abortions. And they're going to sign. They're going to sign. And we're going to show you who they are. They are weak, they are pathetic, they are mindless, they are servants of this evil. They are MSNBC viewers. Now, speaking of MSNBC, a disheveled-looking, weak, panicked, pathetic mouse that roared, sitting on top of her tiny megaphone in an act of confidence man behavior, the MSNBC host with her dwindling audience, I mean, we're talking on a good night, 600,000, 700,000 viewers. A bunch of arrogant, social engineering, authoritarians, posing as liberals. You are no liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, ma'am. Ms. Maddow, you are no liberal. And the video's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be playing this at the bottom of the hour. Rachel Maddow froths over Boston false flag and Alex Jones and just realizes, hey, lady, let's be conservative lately. All the different videos, you look them up. We're getting about 5 million viewers a day on YouTube. We have probably now 6 million listeners a day right now. We're trying to gauge some of the instant numbers coming in, but it's about double. Web traffic's been about 10 times what it usually is. Now it's about only about 5 times right now. Let's be conservative. We used to reach 15 million people a week. It's probably been about 50 million a week lately. Mouse that roared, who sits there on your little teleprompter pedestal trying to convince your dwindling audience of cult members that if we go out and repeat their lines of, yeah, racist Tea Party people want guns, we want to confiscate them and arrest them, every Californian, oh, yes, arrest, oh, you don't have to tell me, buddy, let's arrest them. Oh, yeah, they put us in FEMA camp so fast. I mean, Obama was trained by the weathermen who it came out in federal court planned to take over America, bring in the communist Chinese. They want to make Mexico go communist and put 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps, and they estimate 25 million of us will have to be killed. That was in the 1970s. You mean to play those clips? You got seven czars quoting Mao Zedong? I mean, folks, when your government's quoting Mao Zedong, that's time to run down the street screaming, you know, the body snatchers are here. You know, at the end of Body Snatchers, the 50s version, where the guy's running around the street going, yeah, they're in danger! Run, everybody! And he jumps in the back of a truck and he sees more of the pods. He's like, ah! But then he goes, and he's a doctor, and he talks to the doctor, he talks to the police, and they actually listen to him and say, let's get the army on the phone. I'm like, wow, a happy ending. But see, in the real world, if pod people landed, folks, and took over MSNBC, they would say, go to the local sports stadium where you will be given your pod. They would go and do that. That's how cult-like these people are. They will do anything. I mean, we said we're gonna have the Nazis take over and put people in camps. And they, oh, I'm sorry, put conservatives in camps? You're like, you just signed a petition to put people in a Nazi camp. Thank you very much. God bless you for that. I mean, these people, I'm telling you, the way to bring them down, I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick. The way to bring them down is go show who they are. A freaking cult of people. You ever watch MSNBC and CNN? All they do is talk about how smart progressives are, how smart liberals are. You're not progressives. You're not liberals. Progress is Benjamin Franklin. Progress is Henry Ford. Progress is splitting the atom. Progress is increasing IQs, increasing longevity. I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. When we come back, I'm going to try to discipline myself and go over this. I can't believe how right we were, and I'm not tooting my horn. It is incredibly dangerous. It is incredibly scary to have national media, the old vestigial, you know, eye of Sauron coming after us. Even though it's weakened, it still shows the power behind it is very evil and very weaponized. It is confirmed that the Saudi Arabian terror suspect, Al-Harabi, visited the White House numerous times. One time, if I read this correctly, was there more than 6 hours. And by the way, this is on the White House website. And it turns out that Michelle Obama, here it is right here. I need Kurt Nimmo to hold bowl down with all this in one spot. Michelle Obama did indeed go visit this guy. And by the way, what is their response to this guy that was on the terrorist watch list? Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno lookalike or clone, was a bad clone. That's why she got the white streak in her hair. I'm being sarcastic, but might as well be a clone. The power-tripping, narcissistic nutball up there who says that, you know, oh, I read an 800-page bill. I read a 300-page bill in a couple hours. Yes, just lying to Congress constantly, disdainful, arrogant, radiating criminal energy. I mean, just look at her and he just run, danger, Will Robinson. She goes, Drudge is not credible. Just like Hillary got all arrogant about Benghazi, caught red-handed lying about all that. She acts all disdainful. It's a confidence game. They're caught red-handed. It's like walking in front of a guy on top of your wife. There's no sheets, anything there. It's going on. And he gets off and says, hey, I wasn't doing that. It's like catching your kid with a hand in the cookie jar. And they look at you and say, I wasn't stealing cookies. And she says, no, there's no watch list. There's no person of interest. We're not deporting him. All lies. All lies. Perjury before Congress. And you think it's fun going up against her? I mean, if she can carry out Fast and Furious and kill all those people, she'll do anything.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, your host Alex Jones here back live. Earl Celente coming up. The next segment I'm going to analyze Janet Napolitano. I mean Rachel Maddow on her show demonizing us. That is all coming up. And how dare us say government might ever let terrorists attack us or might provocateur them, even though it's in the New York Times and Associated Press and well-known. I mean, how dare us? How dare you say I had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you say they lied about mobile anthrax labs they knew good and well were for pumping up hot air balloons to direct artillery from the Iran-Iraq war that the U.S. sold them via the British? I mean, I went and looked up those trucks in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and they were hydrogen blimps, hydrogen pumps. But oh no, we broke, by the way, that those were not anthrax mobile labs. You're like, what, do you like Saddam? No, I don't like fake wars, blaming a country for 9/11 that wasn't involved. I mean, now, if it turns out Saudi Arabians were involved in this, will we attack Greenland? Maybe, you know, spin the wheel, spin the globe, and put a, like, pin the tail on the donkey and just go up and pick a country to attack? Here's the big one. Hagel has now come out. I saw this right when I went live, and then I was just watching him on CNN with Wolf Blitzer during the break. Hagel says evidence chemical weapons were used in Syria. That's right. We a year ago, saw Al-Qaeda testing chemical weapons in Syria, saying we're going to use it. And the West is inserting Al-Qaeda, attacking the country's done nothing. And now they're saying we've got to attack and bomb Syria because they've got chemical weapons and are going to use them and did use them. And we said a year ago with Syrian girl, whose family's anti-Assad, lives in Australia. She's been on national TV there. We still call her Syrian girl, even though her identity's now public. And, you know, her family was part of the top government before that, before Assad. And she's a Sunni, not a Shiite. But she says Al-Qaeda is evil and bad. And everything she told us is true because she is jacked in directly to the real international Syrian community. In fact, I want Syrian girl back on tomorrow. Ron Paul's on tomorrow, but I want to get her back on just for 15, 20 minutes sometime tomorrow. And, you know, I said I'd get to the other Maddow thing. I'm going to get to that next segment. Let me start getting into this now. You saw last was Thursday, Big Sis got asked, you know, like for 6-7 minutes. I'm going to play just a few minutes of it. The full clip's online. Just type in Big Sis says drugs not credible. And they were brought up, hey, these Saudi Arabians reportedly on the no-fly list. They were taken off that list. He's being deported next week. We have the deportation order. He was reportedly visited, the, you know, all this stuff. She's like, that is not credible. That is not credible. There it is. Napolitano drudge report is not credible. Washington Examiner. And then this week it all came out. Infowars.com. Suspected Saudi terrorist Al-Harabi visited White House numerous times and sometimes spent most of the day there or the night there. I mean, this is like incredible. What was going on? I mean, what were you doing? Planning some Mission Impossible thing? I mean, this is incredible. And all of this has now come out, and she's been caught lying about it. And Infowars.com was the article Drudge linked to, and then The Blaze as well. And now they're saying, well, it must be Photoshopped, even though it doesn't look Photoshopped, even though she was in town at the time, going to visit this guy. Is that why high-level ambassadors went to visit him? Is that why the foreign minister went and visited the White House that night? Is that why this guy's been to the White House? Is that why he's jacked into the royal family? Is that why he was on the terrorist no-fly list? Watch list? Let's go ahead and go to Big Sissy. Here it is.
I will tell you, we found it so inherently unbelievable that those statements would be made. It was hard to ascribe credibility to them. And I don't know if I would put Forbes and Drudge in the same sentence, but let me be as clear as I can be.
Well, leave Drudge out of it. I wouldn't. I think they're credible, but Forbes is definitely a credible magazine. And so when they use that number and then we hear silence from the department and Americans see the ammo shelves empty, you know, all that feeds that.
Well, like I said, it got into the blogosphere and it went viral. We understand that. And as I was with Senator Johnson, let me be as clear as I can be.
Yeah, and again, that's enough. That particular clip's about the ammo thing. Because separately, they were discrediting that. But if you go watch the full clip, it's also about Saudi Arabians and those stories. By the way, I keep seeing online, Alex Jones got caught in the ammo hoax. It's now 2 billion, 200 million plus bullets in the last year and a half. Armored vehicles, it's all real. And they think you're so stupid. They get up there and say none of this is real. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security has taken delivery in the last year and a half of 1 billion rounds, and they've got 1 billion, 200 million on order that they can't even get delivered. So they're buying so much that all these factories for 2 years out now can't sell to anybody else. And as soon as they expand capacity, they double down and buy even more to try to dry up ammo. Is ammo being dried up right now in the calibers they're buying? Yes, you can't get it. 9mm, 40 caliber, 308, 223, all the things the Federales use, the Globalatis. They're not even feds, they're globalists. All right, we're going to come back with the big news, the proof.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back 7 o'clock Central. A lot of times the nightly news is live. It's been live a lot lately. 7 o'clock Central. Everybody can watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the free video feed. We're still running at InfoWars.com/listen. We might change that to /listen and also /TV. It makes more sense, but the audio feeds are all there as well. The free iPhone, Android apps, all of it at InfoWars.com/listen. Okay, here's the deal. I want to be very clear about this. I wish that this wasn't happening. I wish we didn't have international criminals totally above the law that have seized control of the federal government or trying to mop up resistance around the country. But that is what it is. And they go to Davos, they go to Bilderberg, they go to the Financial Times of London, and they just write articles admitting how they've conquered us and how they're authoritarian and how we're too stupid to even resist them. I mean, they plant the flag, they mark us like a dog marks a fire hydrant, and man, I don't like it in my face. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. And Maddow and others think you are complete morons. Document cam, please. I'm going to go to the document cam here in a moment. But let me just recap some of what's going on here, okay? You got Michelle Obama clearly in town at the time and clearly visiting the Saudi, who they're acting suspicious about and wanted to deport and had on a no-fly list, and but who's simultaneously constantly visiting the White House. And here's that story from the Right Scoop. You can go right to thewhitehouse.gov. And this is a federal law Patriots got in decades ago that we know who comes to the White House. But instead they'll do these walk-bys where somebody just, oh, we accidentally let you in. We don't let tourists even take photos of the building, even though we're supposedly a free country. That's okay, though. We'll have the Secret Service follow media around that dare try to even get shots of the White House. That's happened to us, and I've seen it happen to mainstream media as well. But, oh, we're just going to have a walk-by where the Saudi foreign minister just magically shows up the night of the bombing. And you've got the no-fly list, and you've got the cover-up, and you've got the guy right where the bomb goes off, and you've got him connected with six of his family on the terror list in Saudi Arabia when there's only 85 people. That's been reported. And you look at how long Al Harabi, this guy, was there. I mean, sometimes he's there more than 6 hours. I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe he's just, you know, playing ping pong with the president or basketball or something. So there's nothing to see here. Move along immediately. Just don't look at that. Meanwhile, let's then shift gears into the other news that I have here. We talked about this yesterday. It was in local news in Georgia when the senator spoke out. And since then, it's been confirmed since Senator Chambliss went public. U.S. had more tips on Boston suspect. Congress is asking questions. That'll be, i.e., whitewash, because they know the American. First, it's don't answer questions. Don't ask questions. There is nothing going on. It's a conspiracy theory. There was no drill. There was no bomb squad. There weren't. It's got to be 50 people with black backpacks that all act like they're part of a drill. You know, special forces types, National Guard, plain clothes. We know there was a bomb drill. That's the Boston Globe reported it that day. Then they said, oh, no, we didn't. Then we had the photos and the video. They did. Why are they hiding that? You know, why are they at the press conference with Secret Service in Obama's detail when he's not even nearby in front of our guy saying, don't hold those photos up? And the FBI says, no one go look at this guy's photos on national TV. Whatever you do, don't look at them. And who is it? It's Al Harabi. It's all these other foreigners with backpacks. It's the contractors with backpacks. And the FBI's like, do not look at that. Do not look at that. Even though the day before they had the arrest, it was going to be a right-winger. He was at the courthouse. They had to evacuate that. I guess, well, they probably got rid of that person. They're probably wearing lead shoes right now or bowling balls tied to them. Probably find them like the other dead Saudi Arabian out in the lake. The point is, and I predicted that, I mean, this is a hardcore operation. And now it's come out, confirmed, the documents have been released by the Georgian and Russian media, and our White House is mum on it. This guy was part of the CIA, Tamerlan. He was part of a Jamestown group, as it's called, run by who calls for putting radical Muslims up against the Russians and radicalizing the Islamic Crescent, as they call it, under Russia, in the stands from Georgia to Dagestan. A repeat of the thing they did in Afghanistan in 79 through the 80s with the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda. Zbigniew Brzezinski, ladies and gentlemen, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Oh, but let's continue here. I thought there was no prior knowledge. I thought they didn't know. U.S. had more tips. That's Reuters. But did nothing. Oh, of course they did nothing. Congressman, five jihadists have reached their targets in the United States under Barack Obama. Yeah, he's putting the jihadis all over the world in charge. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. They do that as a cover. Kind of like the CIA, Al-Qaeda guys that we've pointed out on the news, and the FBI will do an arrest when they come back to the U.S., but then release them. That's to cover their bases when the guy later gets set up. Because I've seen this over and over again. Again, you have an agent who you tell be part of a drill, and he's going around the mosque to find radicals, saying, let's blow up and kill Americans. that then creates the ledger and the history to say he's a real terrorist. They did that with McVeigh, who was Special Forces. Let's continue here. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. The picture emerging was of counterterrorism bureaucracy that had at least four contacts. Oh, the mother said it was 5 years. Everything she said was confirmed. The Russians blew his cover. With Russian spy services asking about the brothers in the year before, he took a six-month trip to Russia in 2012 to Dagestan and other areas. Chechnya. But never found reason to investigate him further. Well, yeah, because he was CIA. After the CIA cleared him of any ties to violent extremism in October 2011. Why? Because, what did we say last Friday would come out? Boston bomber role in CIA and Chechen terror. We broke it. Not hard to break. They follow. It's a handbook. The criminals are pathological. The globalists are criminals. They're pathological. They're obsessive compulsive. Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. I'm not saying all obsessive compulsives are terrorists. I'm saying in criminology, a lot of your smarter, high-level psychopaths are also obsessive compulsive. Obsessive compulsive tends to be associated with higher intelligence, just like in breeds of dogs that have higher IQs, higher aptitude. They tend to be more obsessive compulsive. At least you can be obsessive compulsive. The average jellyfish can't obsess on anything. They have no focus. Anyways, let's continue here. Boston bombers, role of CIA in Chechen terror, Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. That is April 19th, listing Brzezinski in here. Kurt Nemo. Yesterday, Kurt Nemo, Tamerlan, attended CIA-sponsored workshop. He was radicalized by CIA, on record, a group run by the CIA, sponsoring him. They're driving Mercedes. They've got tons of cash. He's going around like a playboy. You see all those CIA recruitment ads? Be part of the CIA on TV? That's why they're so freaked out. Rachel Maddow and everybody are just, she looks like she her house is burning down when she attacks me. Because they know they have no viewers. They know all they have is jellyfish watching. They're idiots. They know we have the initiative, and we are blowing them to hell in the info war. We are wrecking them. I mean, this is what life is all about. Savaging scum in the info war, overrunning them, not listening to their propaganda, using the truth to absolutely smash them into a pile of wreckage. And just to be committed to this and fearless, it's just such a blessing. Thank you, God. Let's continue here. We will defend the Republic, scum. Tamerlan attended CIA workshop. Boom. Mainline Russian news, Georgian news. Top Georgian generals have released the documents as part of a CIA non-governmental organization. Boom. UM coach, bomb-sniffing dog, spotters en route before explosion, told them it's part of a drill. Don't worry. Because everybody's like, why are there all these bags? And what's the motive? Trillions in the next decade in domestic drones, spy operations, data mining, per year, $10 billion contracts to congressmen, wives, companies. I mean, just pell-mell corruption, making every American a suspect, papers, please, army on the street, smoke screening all the corruption, Wall Street stealing $85 billion a month, pumping it offshore. That's your motive. It's a clash of civilizations. They radicalize every Muslim group, let them wreck other countries so they can't be industrialized. It's Agenda 21. The New World Order. MSNBC attacks me and says, Alex Jones had an article, Obama head of Al-Qaeda worldwide. Who is the titular head of the Pentagon? Who is the head, the main guy in NATO? Who is ordering billions of dollars to be given to Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to take over countries? Who is the head of NATO? Who is the most powerful executive with power over that? It's Barack Obama, even though he's a puppet. I mean, he is the head of Al-Qaeda. See how that's hiding in plain view? And I got to give my rights up? I got to let weirdos grab my wife's crotch to fly because of Al-Qaeda? When you people run them and then you call it a conspiracy theory, you stupid witch? We're going to play this clip, but the one thing she criticizes me on that I will say has some validity here is they found one clip of where I said thousands of astronauts have died in secret space program. What I was told by multiple NASA people, off record but two on record, Bob Bowman was the former head of Star Wars program. He said by the late 70s they had a fleet of space planes with DU Sabos in them. And he said the only reason he could say that was they accidentally leaked it in a debate on C-SPAN. he said, it's supernational. That was in this late 70s. They admit over 90% of the space program secret. Try 98, 99%. Okay, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm from Texas, folks. I know a lot of people. I grew up around NASA stuff. I know people that were involved in NASA programs as children that have been high level in Microsoft. And I'm just going to, high level. Key men. Okay? Key. And the point is, there is a giant program we don't know about. And it's compartmentalized. Underground bases, you name it. Hundreds. Guys, look up the number of U.S. test pilots known to have died. I think it's in the hundreds. Imagine the secret space program. So what I was told, programs that different people, and Bowman didn't get into this, he got on the space planes. What I was told, and the guy said he'd come on air, he came on air and choked up and didn't do it. It's Raymond Teague. Raymond said there were a lot of people dying, and that there's reportedly Russians, Chinese, dead on the moon as well. There's a reason. The point is, they did go to the moon. They just don't show you all the real stuff and also fake some stuff for PR purposes. But the point is, others told me, oh, it's true, massive death rates. People couldn't handle astronauts getting barbecued on launch pads. They've had space planes going into space since the 60s. And what I was told, that program killed hundreds. I mean, these are guys that, beyond Chuck Yeager. Of course, Chuck Yeager knows about all this. I can't really say beyond Chuck Yeager, but that type of guy. Just like, I'm ready to do it. I volunteer on suicide missions because they didn't have computers that could control it or even, guided stuff that good then. Suicide missions in the early to the late 60s. I don't have to skip this network break. This is too important. To test alloys and composites to get these space planes into orbit. And a lot of men died, so the globalists can now have robots do it. But it was humans that did it, and it was humans, and the word was hundreds died in that program. So I extrapolated out. They said, I don't know about the other programs. If hundreds died in space plane programs in 60s so that by the 70s they could put robots in orbit, then what do you think's going on? I don't know if thousands died. Okay? But I extrapolated that if one program, I said, dozens try up hundreds? Yeah, hundreds. I mean, there was something like between 4 and 10,000, nobody knows, troops that died in secret war in Vietnam from 59 to 64 before they staged Gulf of Tonkin. And that wasn't declassified until about 10 years ago. That they said a little over 4,000. Some numbers are higher. Now I'm going to play the Rachel Maddow and pause and talk over here. And again, stations shouldn't play over this next break because it's a network break. I do this more and more. I don't even plug my own sponsors here on air because I'm so obsessed with just getting the word out. But this is them in damage control. If you can't see the video as a radio listener, go up to InfoWars.com because she is in panic mode. Look, you've lost the confidence of the people. And there's no going back, okay? You understand that, Mano? You've gutted America. You've wrecked us financially. You've got control of that. You're putting millions on food stamps every month. You're gutting our industry, shutting down our power plants. But you can see that it's not going to go on forever. Because some of us aren't cowards. And that's why I say I admire Drudge. Because Drudge gets it, and Drudge knows this. There's evidence to all this, and so he's willing to be attacked. Notice Janet Napolitano didn't say he's not on a no-fly list or, he's not listed as a potential terrorist. She just said that is a credible source. But then, of course, it all turned out it was true. And what was Drudge linking to? InfoWars.com. See, they're mad, folks, because all the other media will sell out. All the other media will play ball. But no one's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self. Look at you. And yeah, you get to be on a power trip with your eugenics and your death cult and, I just want more death, more abortion, more killing, the stuff that they put on HBO with Bill Maher. I know you hate us. We know you hate us, you scum. You're control freak nuts who don't want to build up humanity. You pose as liberals so you can have your way with us. You trash. We see you, trash. And we have the instinct to throw ourselves against you, okay? So this is a game of chicken, folks. You have to defeat these people. You have to fully commit. I mean, Drudge knows the old system's gone. You people have no power anymore. Sure, you got the guns and the feds, but you don't have the moral authority anymore. You're a joke, you witch. Let's go ahead and go to, this is part of the 15-minute clip or whatever it is, but this is where she really gets into Badandi. How dare him ask a question about a drill when the drill is on record now? But she thinks her audience are morons. Here it is.
These crazy conspiracy theories are also trying to sell the idea that the Boston Marathon bombing did not happen. Or if the Boston Marathon bombing did happen, it was done by the government. It's an elaborate hoax to make us believe that we were attacked when really we weren't attacked. It was our government doing it to us. It's all part of the way the government controls us or something. And to be clear, I'm not talking about family members of the bombing suspect saying we believe our family members are innocent. That's a whole different thing. What I'm talking about is full-blown American conspiracy theories that the U.S. government itself bombed the Boston Marathon.
If you take any questions.
Well, sir, why were a lot of speakers telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking their hands down on the streets?
No. Next question.
Why were people being told twice?
I hit pause. By the way, they did start sticking hands down the pants and papers, please, and they walk up to a family that looked nothing like the suspects and go, let me just see your ID. Have the army pointing guns at them. So I'm a conspiracy theorist because that happened? And you did use it to basically have martial law? And now say, everybody loves martial law. This will be the new way of life. Show the front page of Infowars.com. Anthony Frieda's art showing the American in a FEMA camp, you know, showing his papers. We can show you the real papers, please. Type in papers, please, Infowars.com. By the way, they're on the news right now just openly saying they're going to attack Syria now because they have WMDs and use chemical weapons. Why not? I mean, they'll probably get on the news and say that Assad launched the attacks in Boston. Why not? They'll probably say Assad is al-Qaeda when he's fighting al-Qaeda because they think you're idiots. But the difference is the American people are not complete idiots, and they're starting to find out. Let's go back to the one that sits up on her high horse, and she'll tell you what's real. She'll tell you what's going on. And she's so mad, too, that you support us with $5.95 a month to subscribe to see the films and stuff, though most of the stuff's free. You know, she gets banker bailout money. MSNBC does. You know, she's government and globalist funded. She's so mad that you've still got enough money to support free media. She gets into that, too. She absolutely hates it. Here it is.
9:30 tomorrow morning.
Why would you be
told by
it to the bombs go off to save time? That's false flag, gentlemen. One more TSA on the street to rob our civil liberties.
That was day one of the Boston Marathon bombings. The very first question put to law enforcement and government officials when they held their press conference to explain to people what was going on, the very first question was somebody alleging that the government had bombed the marathon. It was a false flag attack. And it was not just that one time that that happened. This kept happening at the press briefings.
We got photographs on Infowars.com, folks.
Next question, please. Next question, please. Yes. Yes.
By the way, while this is happening, Secret Service are in his face, pushing him and yelling at him and telling him, don't show people the photos of, the Saudi Arabian and others. It's like out of a movie. And Maddow is panicking. What if other slaves go to press conferences? What if other slaves ask questions? By the way, they're now getting ready to start bombing Syria, a poor country, to then turn it over to al-Qaeda to slaughter the ancient Christian and Jewish communities there and the Muslim minority communities. It's such a war crime. And they got that weirdo black op commander, Hagel, up there like a shark with his shark eyes, just lying to people. Known liars. Oh, Syria's got WMDs. And you watch when they're done. When they're done, they're going to say Syria was behind the bombing. And I'll be a traitor because I don't want to put al-Qaeda in charge. Let's go back to Mr. Maddow.
Yes, yes.
Why are you denying there was bomb drills?
Bomb drills.
The conspiracy theorists claiming that there was not really a Boston bombing, that it was the government blowing us up on purpose so that they can enslave us.
All right, pause. Yeah, we're not being enslaved. No, no, no. Criminal globalist elements. Criminal globalist elements, lady. I mean, how many times has the government been, should I play Dan Rather? Just type in World Trade Center government bombing into YouTube. You'll get Dan Rather and New York Times and all of it saying the government cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and then let it go forward, even though the informants tried to stop it and said, don't bomb those people. I mean, you stupid witch. Not all of us are scum like peacock narcissists that sell out to evil so you can be somebody up there on your little perch. I'll tell you who's somebody. It's people like Badandi that have got the guts to go in there and break with all the fraud and all the hoax and call the man behind the curtain for what it is, a stinking lie. Let's go back to her.
This is not a freelance thing. These guys are mostly associated with a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars. The host of the show is a man named Alex Jones. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge, who's the purveyor of the most influential conservative website in the country, the Drudge Report, yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge tweeted this. He tweeted, "I privately told friends that this will be the year of Alex Jones. One hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media." Again, this is from the most influential figure in conservative media who is not named Roger Ailes at Fox News Channel. And this is the guy he's now endorsing, saying it's this guy's year.
The government lies out of hand. You're saying, well, then why do you believe in the moon landing? Because I have sources inside NASA. They put on some fake stuff for you. See, there was a lie. See, it's not just did we go or didn't we go. You were shown the Tinker Toy stuff because you're not supposed to see what they really got. You're not supposed to know the thousands of astronauts that have died. Oh, yes. In fact, I should do a whole show on that. In fact, this is the kind of stuff will get you killed.
The night of the Boston Marathon bombing, that same conspiracy theorist guy said, quote, our hearts go out to those that are hurt or killed. Boston Marathon. But this thing stinks to high heaven. False flag. And by false flag, he means a cloak and dagger, super extra, double top secret black ops operation that the government carries out in such a way as to make it look like the operation was done by somebody else. He means the U.S. government bombed Boston. So our own government could make it look like we were under attack.
That's enough. We're almost out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to InfoWars.com and you need to read the articles that Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo put out. Dealing with the fact of why you should always look at government as the number one suspect. Why government should be the first suspect in a terror attack, and then it's the whole history of it. A brief history of false flag terror attacks. Or why governments love state-sponsored terror. Everybody should send this to MSNBC, to all of their employees, most of them who are compartmentalized. By the way, it's come out that CNN and other groups like MSNBC have CIA there actually writing and loading the teleprompters. Don't believe me, they even came out in the Washington Post and WorldNet Daily, 2000. And she just hopes you don't look that up. I mean, Maddow is more like a foundation person, which is above the CIA. I mean, she's here to break it all down. She's a technocrat. She knows the whole ballgame, folks. She's signed on to it. Just because she hates life. She just loves evil. I mean, you can just look at her. Hey, you know what, you robot, you witch? You're not going to win. And by the way, it's come out that Tamerlan was working under the CIA. It's come out there was five contacts and the Russians blew their cover and even went to the CIA and said, keep your guy out of here trying to blow stuff up. And see, he was blown and he didn't know. That's when they started getting ready to shut up Tamerlan. Then they just got his brother to tag along because now he was a compromised asset and they flushed you down the toilet. And everybody should remember who works for this New World Order. You are totally and completely expendable. You are a biological android drone to them. And when they're done with military, they are going to take your guns. That's why they shoot you up with time-lapse, time-delayed vaccines to kill you down the road. If you want to support the broadcast, which she absolutely hates, she gets into that. Maybe I should plug more. She hates it so much. We have the new seed center with the seven best heirloom, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices out there, all at the seed center at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a great way to get a garden going. I think we should start gorilla planting because they hate non-GMO seeds so much. You start planting these, you know, like in green belts and areas, out in little sunny areas. You're just spreading life everywhere. They hate that as well, like Johnny Appleseed. That's why they're trying to GMO everything. And I've got a whole plan I'm going to launch on that. I figured out their attack profile. So it's very important to do that. Just InfoWars.com, link through InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality water filters. Get the anti-New World Order t-shirts, all of it. Fund our operation. I call it mid-air refueling.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.